Appalachie Center Executive Director Jay Reeves says the statewide spotlight on the local interagency arrangement was a big topic of discussion at a meeting in Orlando April 24th and 25th.
This was the Florida Association of District School Superintendents, and they had a large statewide meeting that was really focused on mental health in schools as a consequence of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas shooting and the Marjory Stoneman Douglas Act.
The Florida legislature passed that bill quickly during the final weeks of this year's lawmaking session in the wake of the tragedy. It set up funding for a number of school safety initiatives, including more access by schools to mental health services for troubled students. Not surprisingly, that was of great interest to the superintendents.
Senator Munford kicked it off because he's, of course, the president of the association or the CEO of the association, and he described it as a unprecedented gathering. And I think he was right, because I'm not aware of a previous time when all the school superintendents and folks from the various agencies involved with mental health issues were brought together to really work on a plan.
Reeve says the existing Big Bend Mental Health Coalition quickly became a model for how the schools can get those services to the students who need them.
Working with local community mental health providers rather than trying to develop an internal standalone program to kind of work with the resources the community already has. So I thought it was a very positive experience, and I think we're going to be seeing some interesting and innovative programming coming out of that across the state, but also here in Leon and the surrounding counties.
Reeve says there has already been one follow-up meeting.
The first statewide steering committee for this plan that the Department of Children and Families held, and it was real positive to see law enforcement, school districts, various agencies responsible for funding, everybody coming to the table and saying, sure, here's what we can do.
So what is the more local status of that effort right now?
We are working with each school district to find out what would work best for them. And we're doing this in conjunction with our managing entity, Big Bend Community-Based Care, and in conjunction with Disc Village and the other folks who've had contact in the schools. So I think we're going to be able to craft individual solutions for each district, but ones which will touch all the bases of what the schools need, which is really a strongly enhanced mental health presence and a strongly enhanced presence and conduit to emergency mental health services.
Despite all the positive movement, there remain challenges. Dr. Fran Close is a pharmacy and public health professor at Florida A&M University. She says it can be tough to deliver mental health services to those who can't bring themselves to acknowledge a problem even exists.
In the African American community, it's really looked at as something that you should be ashamed about, embarrassed. That family member that no one really talks about because they have issues. And people are really embarrassed by that person.
To help overcome the cultural stigma, a first-ever mental health wellness fair will take place on Tallahassee's South Side the 29th of this month. We'll have a preview of that event a few weeks from now in our next report. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.